Our family ain't paying me no money. It's only by the grace of God I'm here and I'm nervous. Let me take that mask off first. And I might appear to be confident, but I'm nervous as hell. You know, and I always get nervous when I have to share in front of people, because this is something that I could never do before. You know, I couldn't even talk to one person, let alone more than one, right? You know, I come, and thank you, Mark. I really appreciate your sharing, and our stories are a lot alike, right? I don't like to be vulnerable, too, and when you share, especially something like the mask must go, I mean, you got to get naked in front of everybody, you know, in front of people that say they're going to get naked, too, but a lot of them say, sigh, you're like, you know, after you take your clothes off, they're like, sigh, we ain't going there, right? But in order to get better, you have to keep revealed in you. You know what I'm saying? One of the things I know about my higher power, he don't mess with stuff unless you let him know there's a problem there first. You know, so if I don't reveal what the issue is, he can't, you know, he just don't go and start fixing stuff. It's like, we got to say I need some help in this area. You know, so I come from a family, unlike you, that was very dysfunctional, right? You know, when I got here, y'all was like, your mom did the best she could. I said, well, she did an effed up job, you know. That was mine. She did the best she did, was effed up, you know what I'm saying? And it took me a while to come to believe that she did the best she could. I mean, even sometimes now, I was like, you sure? Y'all was like, yeah, Pam, she did the best she could. I was like, well, she left me with a whole lot of issues, right? You know, my mother and father was alcoholics and addicts, and it was a lot of masses going on. You know, as a child, you very vulnerable, you know, and the people that are supposed to take care of you, you know, you would hope that they had enough skills of what it takes to take care of you, but they didn't have that. So it was a lot of abuse in the household, a lot of alcohol and drugs. I used to get beat just because my mother didn't like herself, so she ain't like me, you know, so... You know, I was an honor roll student, but after getting beat and molested, you know, when I was in school, I was trying to figure out how I was going to duck the punches. You know, when I got home, so I couldn't concentrate. You know, and back then they did have, you know, the teacher, I mean, it was a mess. You know, you got abused at home, then you went to school, you got abused and humiliated. So everywhere, then your friends, they tease you. So everywhere you went, you getting abused and you're like, what the hell is going on here? You know what I'm saying? So going through that trauma, it's hard to function in the world and act like, so it's like you had to put on masks, you know, and say, okay, I'm being vulnerable, I got molested, I got abused, so they made vulnerability seem like it's a bad thing. So when I grow up, you know, I'm looking for the things that I didn't get as a child in another human being. But because I'm wounded and I'm abused and I've been traumatized, I'm grabbing the same thing that I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm grabbing and pulling on something that just as dysfunctional as I am. I'm creating the same atmosphere that I already had. So I'm selecting my mother and my father. You know, I ain't find it out till later, right? You know, and what happens is, right, I met this guy, and I always share about this, how, you know, he was the cutest guy in the neighborhood to me. You know what I'm saying? And it was something about having the cutest guy or somebody that everybody wanted. I needed that. I needed that to say that I was okay. Because I didn't think I was okay. See, my mother gave me baths, she put bleach and comic and alcohol in it. And she would scrub me until I bleed. You know, then she had me walk around with clothespins on my nose. She told me a bunch of stuff, but I mean, I walk around with clothespin on my nose and bleeding because she just scrubbed me. Somewhere along the line, you say, something ain't right with me. You know what I'm saying? And she got a clothespin on my nose. I can laugh about that stuff there, but it was that funny back then, right? It's like, what's up with her? But she did show me that something is wrong with you. But what it was, she didn't like herself, and I looked just like her. You know, so, you know, the first guy that gave me some attention was the cutest guy in here. He was a great big bush, right? I was like, Lord. All the girls wanted him, and he picked me. So I was like, wow, that must be something. You know what I'm saying? And all he wanted to do was have sex. You know, but my mind told me if you had sex, we'd go together. My mind soon tell me that too. We had said we voted out, we break your mind. Ain't no, you know, exactly. You ain't no, it's over. No, it ain't over till I say it's over, right? We had sex, and I remember him getting up to leave out the house, right? And I was like, where you going? He's like, I'll be back. I was like, no, I'm going with you. You ain't got to come back, you know? And I followed this man for 7 years trying to make him love me. His mother, I know the day that she wanted what was best for her son. I thought she didn't like me, but she wanted what was best for her son. And both of us was young. He was 18, I was 17, you know, so she moved in there in North Carolina, so I got his sister, Howard Jonah Reefer, because his mother wouldn't tell me where he was. And so I got her Howard Jonah Reefer, and she gave me the address, and I moved down there the same day. I packed it, because by this time I had a baby. It's too late for him to have a good life. He got to be with me, you know. So I packed up and moved down to North Carolina, and got off the bus, you know, and somewhere between D.C. and North Carolina, my mind told me that he didn't leave you, he went down there so y'all could be a family. So when I got off the bus, I was like, hey. He's like, what are you doing down here? I said, I came so we could be a family. He said, Pam, I live with my grandmother's nowhere for you to see. But I said, you better tell her to move over, right? And I stayed down there for 7 years trying to make this man love me. It was so important to have somebody to love me because I felt like I was unlovable. You know, and he was a womanizer. I know the day he had issues, I thought it was about me. Something was wrong with me, but he had his own issues. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand today when people have multiple relationships, they trying to prove something to themselves. Ain't got nothing to do with you. They trying to prove that they okay. You know what I'm saying? And when you've been molested and abused and all that different stuff happened to you, you're trying to prove that you're not who these people said that you was. So I need multiple people saying that you okay. It ain't about the sex. It's about the feeling. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I didn't understand all that then. It was my job to whoop them. You know what I'm saying? So, every time one new came in, I beat her up. You know what I'm saying? And beat him up too, right? And it was this one girl that kept coming back, right? I don't care how bad I beat her, she would just keep coming back, you know. And she loved him. You know, she loved him to death. And she wound up dying. You know, God was trying to save me because he caught the virus and he gave it to her. And he was trying to save me and I ain't understand it. You know, my thought was that if I can't have you, nobody else will. And I believe that. So I got some gasoline because we had all the finest things in life. You know, we had the car, the house, and all that stuff, you know, because I thought that stuff would fix me. I thought if I had all that stuff that I would be okay because I was taught early on, if you look good, won't nobody know. Won't nobody know how sick you is if you put the lipstick on right and you put the right clothes on, you drive the right car, and we do that to each other. When we say, how you doing, we don't really care how you doing. We want to know you got a car, you married, you got a house, you're preaching that. You know what I'm saying? It's something about our cars. And now we had this phase where we go through where everybody trying to, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we really want to know. So when people say, how you doing, I say, or how you feeling? I said, I'm feeling every goddamn thing. They was like, okay. I said, you got a minute? They said, well, pray my I really want to know how you really doing. You know, you got a minute? You know what I'm saying? So what happened was I went and got the gasoline and I put it around the house and proceeded to get ready to blow the house up with me and the kids. I was planning on going back in there too because if I kill them, I can't live without them. You know, and this lady I know today was an angel came out and she said, baby, it ain't worth it. I was like, you sure? She's like, I'm positive and blew the match out, right? And I came back to D.C. on a mission, right? And what happened is that, even in Narcotics Anonymous, you can put on another mask. You know what I'm saying? You can put on, I mean, that ego come back. If you ain't constantly working the steps and doing, I mean, because what happened with me is that, you know, I had all these masks out, you know, because I'm a type person. I like everything to match, and I it's like I be on stage. You know what I'm saying? That when I come outside, it's like I'm like on stage. You know what I'm saying? Try performing for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, And you got an outfit in the closet you ain't gonna wear because you ain't got the right pocketbook. Put your outfit on. But it's like everything gotta be matched because I don't want y'all to see the pain that I'm really suffering. I don't want you to see how out of control I really am, so I have to make you look like I'm in control, so I got everything to match, right? Crazy as hell, right? But I'm looking good, you know what I'm saying? And I always say, you know, I'm a Saint Elizabeth patient, but I know how to put the makeup on, you know what I'm saying? I used to go over to Saint Elizabeth, which is a psych institution, right? And I would go over there to do groups. Now, mind you, I was going there to get some help, but I had my suit on, my briefcase, and I would walk up in there, and the clients would be like, is you at some work? I said, come into my office. You know what I'm saying? But see, the thing about it, it's funny, but it leaves you at a place where you stay sick because people think you okay. When you look like you're okay, people think you're okay, and they push away, but she look like she all right, let me let her be. And you be getting sicker. And sicker and sicker. You know what I'm saying? You be getting sicker to the point where it's just like you're in this hole and you saying help, but can't nobody hear you. You know, so I come in not called Nambuja. I was introduced through the methadone clinic. I came in here and was in a whole lot of pain. See, I always could stop, but I couldn't stay stopped because every time I would stop, I would feel uncomfortable. That's why I use, because I ain't like the way I was feeling. When I stopped using, I started feeling uncomfortable, so I would go get high. I would always go back to the crack people, and that most of the time I just wanted to share, you know. And but they was like, "What you need?" I was like, "Well, I had a bad day." They okay, you had a bad day. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what we here for. So at the end of my story, I was sharing like I'm sharing now in the crack house, and I was saying, "Man, we need to get our life together." But they was like, "Look, girl, come here with that." You know what I'm saying? I was like, look, we need to get our life together. We don't care to keep living like this. And I was serious. So they gave me the only thing they had was a hit. So I started using it as a way to manipulate. But so I would tell my story at the crack house, right? I was telling them when I was little, I got molested. And they was like, man, get her a hit, quick. But she's starting that stuff up again. You know what I'm saying? So when I got here, I stopped drinking the meth, and the pain came back. The pain of being molested by them six men and the woman came back. I started smelling all these smells, so I started taking. See, when I got molested, I ain't feel no pain. Because I disassociated, you know what I'm saying? I created another little girl that was there, that I said it was another little girl getting molested too, and I was on top of the ceiling watching everything was taking place. I had to get some outside help to find out it wasn't another little girl, but I needed that other little girl there so I could survive my emotions. You know what I'm saying? So, but when I was telling the story, but I wasn't attached to the story. It was like I was telling, like I was talking about somebody else. So when I came in recovery and I started feeling and all this stuff started occurring and I'm taking stuff down, bleaching everything because I'm smelling these smells of these men that was molesting me. You know what I'm saying? You know, so what happened was, I began to be uncomfortable again. So I had these 100 sponsors, because I had about 35 sponsors my first year, because I didn't know what a sponsor was. If they gave me the right hood, I was like, you the one. You know what I'm saying? If they shared some good stuff in the meeting, I was like, you the one. So I'm just picking every time I go to meet, I'm getting about five at a time. You know what I'm saying? I ain't calling none of them, but they my sponsor, right? And so at the end, you know, after I had, you know, going, because they would say, just go to meetings, baby, relax, you got the rest of your life to recover, da, 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 da. You know, that's what they was telling me, right? And so I heard kept hearing steps, because I wasn't comfortable. Everybody else was talking about pink cloud. I ain't seen no pink cloud. By the time I discovered pink cloud, I was gone. I was like, that one there. Oh, it's over there. So you got to wait till the next one, you know what I'm saying? So, but I was uncomfortable, right? So I started seeing people talk about step work. So I went to one of my sponsors, and I was like, I'm ready to do some step work. I had less than a year. She's like, baby, no, it's not time yet. She's like, you're too young in recovery. You're going to use it if you do step too quick. I was like, well, I'm going to use anyway, so if the steps make you get high, I'm going to get high anyway, so, you know, let me do them anyway, right? And she didn't have a clue, right, because I gave her the pamphlet and told her to do her four step and get back with me. And so what happened was, she attempted to try to do step work with me, and she wasn't able to do it, right? She went back out, you know. So I had went to like 5 meets a day for my first, I was on meth, I was going to 5 meets a day. So I knew about going to meetings, right? So what I did, I said, I'm going to go use, but my mind said, go to a meeting and cuss them out first, then go use. So I went to a meeting, I cussed everybody out. And I told him I was going to get high, and this guy followed me, right, and introduced me to the steps. In fact, we didn't have the flat book back then. He took me through the first 3 steps in the hallway. He said, the reason why you're so uncomfortable is because you keep not using and you're not treating your disease. You got mental and physical and spiritual disease, and it has to be treated in all areas. So if you just don't get high and you don't treat the mental, the same attitude you use again. So I began to work the steps. And I got better, you know what I'm saying? I stopped cussing, I stopped fighting, because I mean, I was coming in here dumping coffee pots over, people share about this stuff, I was like, meet me outside, all that shit you said up in the meeting, like, I wasn't talking about you, I was letting you guys know the game, you know me, talking all that trash, you know, that's how I was kind of, right? So, what happened was, people start asking me to do this, what I'm doing now, so this is where the mask come back on. So people start asking me to share. So I'm going, they send me money. I'm getting on, you know, going traveling all over the country. I'm sharing it. You know what I'm saying? And people clapping. Everything. I'm telling you, I lack low self-esteem. I need attention. So I had orange on and red on. You know what I'm saying? I'm lighting up the room and I'm sharing it. People are praising me. And I start talking about God. I started talking about God. I was saying, oh, it's just for the grace of God. And I was saying, I put up my you know, I was leaving that room, head swelling up, getting big. You know, I'm getting sick. But I need the attention. And I'm getting sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker. You know, so what happened, you know, when you getting, filling that void with something other than God, you know what I'm saying? You start getting sick again. So I'm getting sick. So I'm getting to a point I ain't looking at myself no more. You know, I ain't doing the inventory. So I'm stealing time off the job, but I'm saying everybody else doing it. You know what I'm saying? So then I go from stealing time on the job to embezzlement. I mean, a lot of other stuff happened in between, right? They sent me some boots one time, and I live in Southeast Washington. I said, somebody could have stolen boots. My mom said, somebody just did. Go call them people and tell them you ain't getting no boots. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that was the lowest. That's the stuff I could see. I'm sure it started way before then. And that's why they say you relapse way before you pick up, because I was in the process of relapsing and didn't even know it. So I'm over in jail, over in Arlington, for embezzlement. So I got my little, you know, my head, red plaits in my head. You know, because when you go to jail or you get humiliated, you get in a posture where you's teachable again. You know what I'm saying? So I'm over to jail with red plaits. I got glasses on, look like, what's his name? Malcolm X. You know, I'm reading, I'm studying. My sponsor come to see me. My sponsor is coming to see me. You know, you're talking some humiliating stuff. You know what I'm saying? But God saved me. Even that thing in jail, it was a way of Him saving me to shut me down long enough so I could see what was getting ready to happen. I had put a mask on for y'all. I had started pretending and saying and y'all clapping and I'm walking away. I'm thinking I'm giving autographs. I ain't signing name. I'm giving autographs name. You know what I'm saying? So this is good. You know, I'm not saying something wrong with doing that. You're doing this because somebody got to do it. But it makes you sick when you stop doing the work. So I stopped doing the work, I stopped relying on God, I started relying on y'all, I put the mask back on, you know what I'm saying? Y'all was like, the mask must go, you gotta start all over. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I did, right? I started all over and got back into my step work, you know what I'm saying? So I'm still on a job, I get there at 10, I write 10 down, you know what I'm saying? It scared me to death. Because I don't want to get high no more. But it ain't about just saying I don't want to get high. My behavior has to dictate that. I can say I don't want to get high all day long, but if I ain't doing nothing not to get high, I'm going to get high. And I got 24 years, and I ain't never, you'll never hear me say, and I ain't taking it away from nobody to do say it, but you'll never hear me say I'll never get high no more. Before me, it's arrogant. Because I don't know. I can't predict the future. I hope I don't, but I can't say I won't. Not the way I be relapsing with my behavior. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I'm going to sit down. I hope I shared something about the last West Coast. Thanks for letting me share.